continue with this to get the roles implemented in the organization and carried out and executed as they are meant to be, then we have to make sure that the roles and that we have the right understanding of the roles in the organization. A clear role definition helps everyone, employees and leaders, to know what they are expected to achieve. And it also helps the organization in total work more efficient. Everyone, if the roles are clear, you feel confident about what you have to do, and you focus most of your time and energy on doing the important things. And you are less uncertain about if you are setting the right priorities and eventually leaving something important out. It's not about going into a detailed job description. It's about understanding what are the key functions, activities, and responsibilities that you are supposed to fulfill for the organization. And in today's environment, you can say that change is the normal. And organizational change also require changes to roles. Every time you try to set new goals, develop a new strategy, you are introducing new projects, or are changing a structure for optimization reasons, or you implement new process or IT systems, in all these cases, that has an impact on your role model in the organization. And if you do not do this groundwork while trying to change the organization towards better performance, then you will eventually find that most people carry on doing what they were supposed to do yesterday. And additionally, they are trying to cope with the new responsibilities that they have been given. And eventually, often you run into the problems that people that are trying to do what they are supposed to do or what they believe that they are supposed to do, they find themselves with having too many responsibilities. They have a problem in setting the right priorities. And eventually start looking to perform what is most urgent. And after a while get stressed and in the end eventually also stop performing. So if you do not take care of reassigning the role model correspondent to a change to the organization, then not even the end result is that the status quo remains, but likely, and even worse, that you get a drop in your performance. And this is really what you do not want to have. what we have been doing up to now is to carry out, say, a round trip on where we emphasize the importance of managing process and managing process improvement.